All right. I want to thank everybody for coming to the live interview. I know it's been a long time since we've had one. And so thanks for the patience on me getting these started again. It's always a really good time whenever we have an interview, just kind of an insight into the coaching process, into, you know, a client's, how they handle their life in, you know, getting their bodies healthy and their minds situated and whatever. We only have 45 minutes for this call, so I started right on time. Krista needs to leave at 6:45. I'm going to go ahead and give this a start right now. As most of you know that have been in a live interview call before, I like to have a little talk before I introduce Krista. And one of the things I do like to let you know in the beginning is my calls are very time sensitive. So anything that you hear on this call, even if you listen to it in the future, some of the information might have changed. So if you're listening to this a year from now or anytime after the 15th of September, as I because I'm going to be offering something at the end of this call, then please keep in mind that those offers are not generally available in a year. The things that I might say or we might talk about, my thought process might have changed in a year. I'm always experimenting. I'm always doing research. I'm to, you know, gather the information from and kind of conglomerate them and dish it out into a way that it benefits everyone. So please keep that in mind when you're listening to this in the future. Also, at the like I said, at the end of the interview with Krista, we are going to have a short question and answer, and you'll have the availability to raise your hand and to either ask her a question or ask me a question. It doesn't matter. So once again, thanks for coming on this call. This is I'm Biz, and we have Krista, one of the Bod Squad clients. And what I wanted to, you know, when I do an interview with one of my clients, one of the things I like to focus on, I like to kind of pick a word that kind of describes their time with me, what I've noticed that maybe they emulate in the whole coaching process. I went through a couple of the words in my head when I was thinking of Krista and what I could focus on today. I thought of, you know, determination. I thought of a mission. I kept telling her, she's on a mission. What was the other word, Krista? Do you remember the other word that I said?
Perseverance.
That was another one. But then I thought it was kind of spooky. It was kind of gave me goose pimples. I thought of self-care, because when I think of Krista and my time with her is I think of self-care. And so often in the world that we live in, and like I said, we have a male on the call with us tonight. I don't want anyone to think that most of my information is just for females, but it kind of tends itself towards this conversation is going to tend towards the female only because Krista is female. But anyways, we have, as women, all of us, and this is Krista included, and I'm sure a lot of us on the call, that we have so many responsibilities in our life that sometimes we tend to forget to take care of ourselves. And that's why self-care is so important. And a lot of times we find it hard to prioritize self-care in our lives. And, you know, something as simple as taking a bath or, you know, a bubble bath or Epsom salt bath or whatever. And when we have so many other things that are in our lives, to self-care, that little bit of self-care actually is important. It's an important aspect of stress management in our life. So, you know, not only a bath, a massage, a soak in the tub or whatever, it revitalizes you inside and out. And sometimes taking that time to treat your body like a temple, quote unquote, it has, you know, other benefits. Now, I'm not saying that self-pampering doesn't, that self-pampering leads to like these major health improvements. You know, the way that, you know, changing your way of eating or exercising might do. But the studies show that the relaxation that you get from doing something like a bath or a walk in the park or bicycling or whatever the case may be, it can trigger what they call a relaxation response. And what that does is it actually prevents chronic stress from damaging your health. So really, in a sense, self-care in that way is good for you kind of inside and out. Now, self-care is very important to you for your emotional health, because taking time out for yourself can help remind you that the needs that you have are important too. You know, most of us, you know, I don't know if anybody knows my life at this point, but I'm, you know, I homeschool my child. I work as a coach. I caretake my mom. My sister, who I shared that responsibility with right now, is having her own issues with her husband. So the caretaking of my mom is become way more occupying my time. So I'm, you know, fulfilling all these needs, and a lot of us do that. We fulfill all these needs of everyone around us, but we neglect to take care of ourselves. When you concentrate on self-care, it's actually going to make you a better caregiver. It's going to make you a better worker. It's going to make you a better wife. It's going to make you a better husband. It's going to make you a better person all the way around, because that whole example of being in an airplane and when they tell you to put the oxygen mask on yourself first before you put it on other people, that's showing you that you need to take care of yourself first before you're going to be able to take care of other people. So this kind of segues right nicely into why I feel that my experience with Krista can kind of be broken down into self-care. She's done a lot this year in that department, and she finds it, you know, she finally had to have, you know, I'll let her tell the story, but she had to have an epiphany where she needed to realize that her needs were paramount, and she wasn't going to be of any use to anyone unless she took care of herself first. So I think that's a good segue into introducing Krista. Krista, hello, are you still there?
Hello, I am, yes, thank you.
You haven't fallen asleep, have you?
No.
All right, so, you know, just in briefly, and you know, share what you want to share. I never force my clients to say more than they want to say. One of the interesting things that you wrote to me when we were discussing this interview is that you kind of had, recently you had an epiphany in that it's, this is the exact sentence you use, it's total body health and it can't just be weight focused for long-term success, which I thought was just brilliant. Mm-hmm. Kind of give us a background on your, let's start with just your HCG experience. Can you kind of give us a brief rundown of what your HCG experience is?
Sure. So I, although I just became a client with you in January of this year, January of 2014, I actually started with HCG back in June of 2010. And I, at that time, over the course of almost a year, I lost about 50 pounds, 40 pounds, I'm sorry, using HCG. And I just did that, you know, participating on the Happily Thinner After site and the boards and journaling and using HCG, and got to really the lowest weight that I've been at as an adult and had already lost 50 pounds on my own over the course of a couple of years prior to starting on HCG. So all in all, I lost about 85, 90 pounds. And I find HCG to be like most other diets. If you follow it, it works. You know, I've lost 50 pounds from working out and doing Weight Watchers and various things over a fairly long period of time. And HCG just worked for me. I like the structure and discipline of it. Obviously, it's very effective. And unfortunately, after I did all that great work for myself, I got into a relationship that was destructive in my life, and over the course of the next 3 years, I regained all that weight that I lost.
Okay.
So that kind of brought me up to this year when I decided I was ready to tackle my weight, my health, my mind, body, spirit connection, and that I wanted to work with you as a coach.
So what was your, what's the word, impetus? Is that a good word?
Sure.
Yeah, you knew it was time. What was the mindset to say, hey, you know, I'm going to need this. I'm going to need somebody like Biz to help me through this next step in my life. What was the impetus? What was the epiphany that you went through?
Well, I think it was kind of a several phase occurrence. When I left that relationship, I also left the job that I had. I moved to another town for 6 months. A lot of things changed in my life, but I wasn't ready to tackle my weight. I was desperately unhappy with having regained all of that weight. I just felt miserable. Then I had a leg surgery that put me basically almost unable to move for 2 months. And so I just really physically felt so out of sorts, but emotionally I knew I wasn't ready for HCG or really any diet program where I would need to have some degree of self-discipline. I just didn't have any emotional energy to spare, but I was
right.
So unhappy. And it took a number of months of just being willing to give enough grace to myself to realize I had enough on my plate I was dealing with. I just didn't have enough emotional energy to go around. And the first epiphany was that I had to give myself permission to let that be okay. And I wasn't ready to try and lose weight, and I couldn't force myself to be ready for something I wasn't, because I would just be setting myself up to fail. So first I had to accept what I had to deal with and the amount of emotional energy I had to kind of split up into the pie. And there just wasn't any left for dealing with my weight loss. But once I gave myself that permission, it was about 6 months after that, that, you know, I just kind of kept checking in with myself. How do I feel? Am I ready for this? Am I ready for this? And I got to a point where I was, and I was like, okay, you know, I don't want to deal with this anymore. I'm ready to take this on. I kind of got myself settled with getting moved back to where I live now and getting into full-time work again and just getting other pieces of my life more in line. And I think that just follows the whole idea of self-care and the whole branding of Get Your Thin On, that it's about
right.
your whole body and it's everything. It's your whole life. It's more than just your body. It's your whole life. And when I got other life pieces together, then I had enough emotional energy to be ready to deal with my weight. And I knew it was going to be, you know, something I really had to take on. It's been a struggle most of my adult life. Obviously, I had regained everything I had lost on HCG plus the weight I had lost on my own before HCG. So, you know, I had a fair – I started this journey with you in January with a fair amount of weight to lose, nearly 100 pounds.
Yeah.
So I just got to a point where enough things were lined up. I was ready to take this on. And the difference in using you as a coach this time was that I realized – it's not enough that I know how to follow the plan. Because obviously I already know HCG works. I lost
yeah.
nearly 40 pounds with it before. It works. But that wasn't the issue for me today. The issue was I don't want to continue to struggle with this, like, battle against myself and my relationship to food and my relationship to my weight and my body and my self-worth. It goes beyond what I'm eating. I know what to eat and not eat, and yet I continue to make choices that aren't healthy for me. So obviously there's a mind connection that I wanted help with, because I really want to tackle getting underneath that so I can learn to change whatever those thinking habits are. And I obviously knew that your technical expertise in the realm of HCG would, of course, be of huge benefit. And the other thing that I might mention, too, is I was diagnosed with a weed allergy that I have not taken seriously in terms of grappling with. And in January, when I decided to do this, to work with you as a coach and really get serious about my health again, part of what I really did was really commit to getting wheat out of my diet and taking that on as well. And I knew that you would be helpful with that piece. So it really was as much the total body connection. I was really looking for that coaching as much or more than the technical diet side of it.
Right. Right. Yeah, because you handle, I mean, just my experience with you since January, you handle, and you know how much I don't like calling it a diet, but for lack of a better word
right.
at this point, yeah. You handle the diet really well. I mean, seriously well. That's not an issue. The willpower that you have is you know, huge. But, of course, we all know it's not all just about willpower. It's about it's about changing your lifestyle. But also, and this is something that's really important. That's why I kind of had, several words to describe you. And one of them was determination. One of them was, you know, perseverance. Like so many of us, okay, we're really good when we have rules, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you do really, really well. You know, I'm not just saying you as you, Krista, but, you know, you as my client body in itself does really, and myself included, I have to add that, we do really well with rules. But when it comes to having more freedom, sometimes that freedom messes us up. You've done really well on your rounds. Okay, well, before I go into that comment right there, can you give us an idea of where you were when you came to me and where you are now?
Sure. So I've lost 55 pounds since we started working together at the end of January, so just a little over 7 months. I'm doing cycling instead of rounds now. In the past, when I did HCG, I did rounds.
Mm-hmm.
We've done 6 cycles together, and I've actually probably lost a little more than 55 pounds if you count in kind of when you start over a cycle, if you've gained a little bit. But my actual weight loss from beginning weight to today is 55 pounds. So I went from 217, I think, was my starting weight with you, to 169.
Okay. So that's, you know, in any diet world, I don't care what diet you're on, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And during those times, I mean, you came at the end of January, and here it is the beginning of September. So February, March, July, August. So really 7 months, like you said. So in 7 months, you've lost 55 pounds, which is awesome. And during those times, you've dealt with a lot.
Yes.
You know, and I don't know what you want to share with the callers, but you've dealt with personal issues. You've dealt with family issues. You've dealt with work issues. You've dealt with issues. You know, and in during those times too, you've kept practicing self-care because you've still checked in with your coach. You've still you have other things in place that you've checked in with them as well. You know, it's not. I hate the word failure because that's just an awful, god awful word. It's not that our deviations are the cause of failure. It's the not getting back on the horse that really contributes to failure. So even though you've had times where you kind of went off the rails, so, you know, I hope you don't mind me sharing that.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, you've always pulled yourself back and said, hey, I need to get serious again. I need to do this again. So you've never given up. I guess that's the point that I'm trying to get across. So what do you think that makes, let me phrase this question correctly. Why is it different this time?
Well, I definitely noticed that the habit of checking in, and even just over a weekend, if I don't check in on a Saturday and Sunday, I notice a definitive difference in my attitude towards my choices on those days than days when I'm definitely going to check in and you know, get some kind of a response from you. So I know for myself that the act of the accountability to you or, you know, to another person in other areas of my life as well makes an enormous difference. And I don't say accountability as though you're going to judge me. And I'll tell a quick story that I think is just so perfect about what one would hope that the relationship between a coach and a client would be. And that is, you know, one of the early, I think maybe after one of my, either my first or second cycle, and I was on a break, I ate French fries on a night out with my girlfriends. And I remember telling you the next day, I had the thought, I'm not going to confess to Biz that I ate these fries. And then I had to check my own thought and think, wait a minute, you are paying for a coach. Of course you're going to be honest and tell her the truth and see what happens. And I told you that story about my thinking, and you just laughed and said, you know, of course you should just tell me, you know, the facts of what happened, and, you know, I'm not ever going to judge you on that. And it wasn't, and I knew you wouldn't. I mean, I already knew enough from my experience of you that it wasn't going to be a judgment issue. That wasn't what my thinking was. It was just my own habitual, you know, relationship to being honest about what I'm putting into my body, why I was choosing it, what I was doing with it, and the reluctance to be accountable to someone outside of my own head. And yet, that's the power of a coaching relationship. It's to get that second set of eyes, that second set of ears, you know, that other outward perspective than your own to help you see things you might not see on your own. And that accountability structure has worked really, really well to keep me looking at aspects of my journey that I might not look at myself. I definitely got in the practice early on that I don't just report my statistics for the day, what I ate, my calories, you know, my gain or loss. It's about taking the time to journal about what am I seeing in my life, what am I getting impacted by, what am I dealing with, and you've been able on a regular basis to point to things you hear me commenting on or dealing with that I might not have looked at from your perspective or from the perspective that you see. And that has been really helpful to help me get at what my ultimate goal was, which is this is not just about the weight. It's not just about the food. Information is not enough. We all know how to lose weight, but somehow so many of us continue to struggle with food. So the food is not the issue. It's something that's going on in my brain between these two ears, and you help me look at that and think about that.
Well, yeah, I'm glad you brought that up because that's something that, you know, I don't know how to explain that to potential clients is that it's so much more than just you recording your stats to me. And, you know, your life is very interesting. And I've actually gotten very close to what happens to you. I don't know a better way to say that.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm involved in it. And I'm, you know,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, whatever is happening to you, whether it's, you know, doing the dating thing, because I know you've just now opened yourself up to dating and
right.
doing the work thing or whatever it is, because those things are so important to realize, to not only for you to be aware, but for your coach to be aware that these have an effect on how
mm-hmm.
how your body is reacting to the fuel that mm-hmm. you're giving it. You know, if you're under stress, and you're eating under stress, no matter, you know, if you're eating an apple or you're eating a brownie, those things are going to affect you differently because of how your body is already handling the stress.
Yes.
So
and that, then, I'm really, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Oh, I think that's such a great reminder, and I'm glad that you brought that up because it was something I did want to mention, because I have had a series of occurrences in some of my cycles where I would really be eating on protocol 4, 5, 6 days with no deviation and not lose. And I have been so numbers focused at times through my journey that could really send me into a complete tizzy. And you're very great about reminding me, first of all, that there's other things to look at besides just did the number on my scale go down. But also, you've helped me to see exactly what you're talking about, that through my journey, my body does react differently. I have had quite a lot on my plate this year emotionally. And so as different things are going on, I do see that my body reacts differently. And to keep focused on work the plan, and the plan will work in the long run, and to not get so caught up on my day-to-day result, which I do think that especially on HCG, I know that I've struggled with that more, and I see that with, you know, my community that's been on it as well, that we can get very scale-focused, that number-focused, and there's a lot of value in keeping that long-term perspective to work the plan and to learn how my body reacts differently to different things. Like, you'll really catch me when I'm not sleeping for days, or, you know, a lot of anxiety, or, you know, if there's different things that had nothing to do with what I ate on protocol, but absolutely impact how I'm responding physically to what's going on in my life.
Exactly. I try to let my clients know the more information that they give me, the more I can help them, because it's by looking at everything, not just your food, looking at everything, you know, how was your sleep pattern? How was, you know, did you have a fight at work? Are you dealing with, you know, with litigation? Are you dealing with, you know, a date that went wrong? Are you dealing with, you know, whatever these things are, that puts our body in a state of a flux, for lack of a better word. And all those things will make a difference. And my job is to make sure that you realize that, so that you don't take what's happening and flip it and say, oh my gosh, this isn't working, so I'm just going to, you know, forget it. I'm just going to go this way because nothing works. So now that you understand, I mean, it's taken a while because you were very, very focused there for a while on the numbers. And, you know, I've been 6 days, I've done everything right. And, you remember those days, you don't do that anymore. It's like, okay, you know, I know this is going to happen.
Right.
Yeah. You're very.
But I, you know, it took a good. I mean, I do think that took until probably the beginning of July, until I could transform some of that thinking, and then I've had a big, you know, kind of aha about that in the last 2 weeks. And that's sort of the beauty of HCG, because it's so effective, but it can be the trap of thinking that you get very focused on, you know, okay, if I lose X amount per cycle, then on this date I should be at this weight, and deviating from that is my personal mind trap. I mean, that's definitely a landmine for me, that when I see myself deviating from my plan, that becomes a place to beat myself up, but, you know, where I'm not being perfect, I'm not following it exactly. And, you know, and this is a great lesson to where my weight loss journey is really a reflection of my life, because life does not go by a certain plan. You know, I am 38 years old. I thought I would certainly be married with children by now. I'm married and divorced and don't have any children. You know, as you mentioned, I just started dating again after I left my last relationship. I did not date for a year and a half, and I really worked on my emotional well-being and what was going on in my life that had me choosing the relationships I was choosing, because I really am committed to being thoughtful about who is the person that I am, and that's my thinking, my emotional state, my faith, my body. It's all of that together. And that's probably what's different now with my journey with HCG and with you as my coach than before, is that it's my life is not going to magically be better when I get to my goal weight. It's going to be my same brain, my same thinking, my same emotions. So if I want my life to be different, I have to look at those things. And I really have come to believe that my you know, my weight and my health and my sense of myself as a person as it relates to my body image is really a reflection of my internal state. And so coaching for me is as much of an opportunity to manage the logistics of my way of eating as it is to also help me at the same time be looking at what's my internal state that's influencing how I'm losing weight or gaining weight. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not an accident that I regained 90 pounds in 3 years during that relationship. And mm-hmm. I don't want to go get through that journey again of regaining like that. So I better look at my thinking.
Right.
And that's something I've really appreciated about the coaching, because everybody's life is different. And you and I have worked on many times how to have my way of eating work for my life, because I am single, I am social, I work for myself, I'm out a lot. You know, how do I still have HCG and protocol work for me with the nature of my life? And that has been huge.
Yeah. I call that wrapping the protocol around your life instead of wrapping your life around the protocol.
You've
done that really, really well. You have really demonstrated to me and to yourself that you have the wherewithal to, you know, have your social life. In fact, you shock me sometimes in that, you know, you'll go on your dates. You're not mattering. It doesn't matter to you. Whether a date falls on a P2 or a P3, it doesn't matter to you, because you're going to do what you're going to do. And this is your mission. That's why I kept saying mission was another word. That was another word.
Mm-hmm.
You're on a mission. This is on your mission. But now you've, in the last month or so, you've kind of said, hey, you know, I'm not on a race. I've got to kind of, I call it, from my side of the fence, I call it more of a your mind spirit thing has got to catch up to your weight.
Mm-hmm.
You've done tremendous in the weight loss department, even though you've had a few fluxes here and there. 55 pounds in 7 months is nothing to sneeze at. That's awesome
mm-hmm.
results, okay? But you probably would have been further if, you know, some of your breaks would have been done like a break should have been done.
Right.
But on the other hand, they have all been lessons that you have learned about yourself,
mm-hmm.
about your body, about your spirit, about, you know, what makes you tick, why you turn to food, you know, when something doesn't go right or whatever.
Yep.
So each one of those things you have gotten better and better, not from my point of view, from your own point of view. A client once said, and I use this in my coaching a lot, that she knew all the answers, all that needed to be done was to be asked the right questions. I asked the right questions. You have all the answers. So, and I know sometimes I've written you, because all of our coaching is done via email, I've written you with a question. After reading your events or whatever's happening, I'm like, well, how does this work in with this? And you're like, oh, okay. I didn't think of it that
mm-hmm.
way. Let me get back to you. And you have. And it's like that's an epiphany on your part to kind of say, hey, I didn't think of it in this perspective because you live it. I'm the objective party that doesn't live it, at least in
mm-hmm.
your life. I live my own. I have my own drama.
mm-hmm.
So I've asked you those questions, and then you've been able to come back with, hey, okay, this was a good question. I needed to answer this. I needed to have this question. I needed to answer this. And you come up with your own epiphany in your own life. So I think that's,
mm-hmm.
you know, on my side of the fence, that's something to behold. I love watching that kind of stuff happen. I know we're at 35 minutes now, and you've only got 10 more minutes, so I kind of want to open this up to any
sure.
questions that might be on the people that are calling. So if anyone has a question for either me or Krista, let me back up just for a second because this call is going to be shortened a little bit. I want to thank everybody for coming onto the call. Krista is part of the Bod Squad program. It's one-on-one coaching, and it's all handled by email. I'll send everybody when I send, excuse me, when I send the recording, I'll send information on the Bob Squad if anyone is interested. Also, I wanted to kind of give a little heads up to the Mix It Up experiment that I am starting on September 15th. It's not HCG, but it is an alternative way to start dropping weight. It's just an experiment that I have been doing with some clients, although Krista hasn't done it yet. She's been really busy over the last month, so I haven't had a chance to really converse with her on this program. But I will add information on that too. So that is starting on September 15th. I'm opening the forum up tomorrow for anybody that might be interested. But now, I want to open it up to anybody that might have a question. If you do have a question for Krista or I, to raise your hand, it's 5-star. Just hit 5-star on your phone, and then I'll be able to unmute you, and you can ask your question. Does anyone have a question? Because if not, we'll just keep talking, won't we, Krista?
Yes. No shortage of words.
Anybody have a question? 5-star to raise your hand. No one is raising their hand. Some people are afraid to raise. Oh, somebody's raised their hand. Awesome. Okay, first of all, somebody with an 859 area code. I'm going to call on you first. And then we have another one from Gerard, because I don't have your name for the 859 area code. So I'm going to unmute you now. Hello. Oh, there we go. Hello. Can we get your name first?
This is Tara.
Tara. Hey, Tara.
Hey.
Do you have a question for me or for Krista?
I have more of a comment, something that Krista said that just kind of spoke to me, and I
okay.
just wanted to call it. When she said something about, you said something about you didn't want to confess to Biz, and that's really something I've been struggling with, is this whole, like, confession as if when I ate something bad, I sinned. And I just think that that's such a big part of this process, is letting go of that belief system that we do bad things and we indulge or enjoy something. And that's something I'm struggling with right now.
Well, thank you, Tara. Krista, can you speak to that a little bit, how you got past
it? Sure.
Yeah.
Sure. Well, I think, for me, the way I got past that was to expose myself to the experience of being completely transparent. You know, the more times that I did that with you and that I saw your completely neutral response, it took away some of the emotional charge that I had around it, so that I could start viewing it neutrally and not having as much of an emotional interaction with the food. And it's just the facts, ma'am. You know, today I ate this, this, and this. Today I ate this, this, and this. And then what are the results of that? And then, okay, is that the kind of result I want or not? And the more that I've been able to work with you and the neutral responses, it helps me get to more of that neutral place, so that it is more of a choice that I'm making. I want to decide that I want to eat French fries, then I choose that, versus some kind of, you know, there's like a guilt attachment or some kind of real emotional charge with it. And that's made a really big difference. And I have found myself choosing those things less often as time goes on, when those opportunities arise. And I totally think that that has to do with, you know, shifting the relationship that I have to the food. So the journaling, again, has just been a huge, huge component to that.
I guess I better start doing it on the weekends again.
You know, I sometimes I tell my clients when they say something that's similar to this, it's that they're not the president of that club, okay? I'm the president. I'm the one that knows all the tricks. And, you know, a lot of times I've been dealing with clients for so long that I know the drill. I know the non, I don't know what that came from. I know the non-communication usually means that they're off doing something that they want. And what I try to let my clients know is it's better for them to give me the facts because I can help them. You know, I can help them with, okay, if it was this kind of indulgence, I know what to do. I know that you should have this kind of a day after. Or if you have this kind of indulgence, like it's like all of you think that I'm Miss Perfect and I don't ever have an indulgence. And I don't know what that is, and I don't know what that feels like. Yeah, I'm the president of that club. So I've dealt with enough to actually be able to help you through, you know, yes, I can help you through the mind stuff and getting over it and don't beat yourself up and let's get past it and let's move on and let's not look at the past and blah, 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 blah. But I can also give you that those facts and say, okay, so you drank too much. Let's go this way because this is what we need to do. We need to clear your body of all the alcohol. We need to get your body back into the, okay, you ate brownies. You ate a whole, you know, pan full of brownies. Okay, that's wheat. Let's get your body on some, get, you know, straight into ketosis so we can get those cravings back out of you. I don't care. I hate to say that in such a flippant way. I don't really care what you've done. My job is to get you past it, get you past it and back on that road to, you know, to where your goals are, which, you know, we're all here because our goal is to get to a healthy weight. Does that make any sense, Kara?
It makes perfect sense.
Okay. Krista, did that make sense? Is that how I usually deal with things?
Oh, yeah. Yep, absolutely.
All right, I've got one more. Oh, Tara, I'm going to put you back on mute, and I'm going to unmute Gerard right now, and he has a question. Okay, Gerard.
Hi, this is Gerard. One question for Krista. I was wondering, did you ever have to exercise any or – or you did like the protocol said?
That's such a great question. In 2010, when I lost about 40 pounds on HCG, I already was an avid exerciser prior to starting HCG, and I actually maintained my level of that physical activity during, you know, that like 10 months that I was on that HCG journey. I still worked out with a trainer. I still did boxing. I did quite a lot. My intensity level was different. I didn't do as much cardio as I was doing prior to HCG. Pretty much cut that out, but I was still doing boxing. I was still working out with my trainer. And this time, I've done very little exercise because I wasn't particularly fit before I started, and so I haven't picked up trying to do new activity. And I don't see that it has made any real difference in my HCG results. I do think it makes a difference for my own stress relief and emotional mental well-being. So that, I think, is a difference. But in terms of my HCG results, I just pretty much followed what protocol says. You know, do what you were doing beforehand. So I was very fit before, so I kept up that activity. I haven't been this time, so I haven't exercised as much on this journey.
Wow, sounds good. All right,
thank you. Thank you, Gerard. Thank you. I'm going to mute you. Anybody else have a question? To 5-star, you can 5-star, and I can take your question. Anyone? Bueller? Getting logged out of here, so hold on just a second here. Okay, no one else has a question. Well, we're just about done. Krista, you're going to be able to get to your 7 o'clock appointment. I want to thank, everybody for coming on the call this evening, and especially Krista for being brave enough to share her story with us. I will be sending out the recording sometime whenever it's ready between tomorrow and today is Tuesday, between tomorrow and Thursday. And again, you know, two things to be aware of is the Bod Squad program, which is the one-on-one coaching, and then I'm going to have the Mix It Up program or actually the Mix It Up experiment, which is going to start on September 15th, and it's going to go on for just 4 weeks, and I will send information on that as well. Krista, thank you so much for willing to share your story, and you know, thank you for those that came on and asked some questions. When I do send this out, if anybody has any questions for me, that you can just hit the reply on that email, and I will be happy to answer any questions for you. Again, thank you guys, and all have a nice night. This is Biz from GetYourThinOn.com and HappilyThinnerAfter.com. Have a great night, y'all.